October 25th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your prayer life is the fruit of your spirituality. If you neglect your relationship with me, this weakness is reflected in a distant relationship with me, one that does little to lead you along the path of a deeper personal holiness." Such a weak relationship between us is reflected in lack of trust in my provision. The weak soul does not comprehend my strength. When you pray, clear the atmosphere around you, leaving opportunities for distractions at a minimum. It is only then you can distinctly hear and understand what I desire to communicate to you. When I inspire you towards any action through your prayers, you will have a strong sense of my direction without doubts. Satan will be unable to confuse you or to take away your impetus. Nonetheless, Satan does try to imitate my spirit to misdirect you. Ask for the grace of true discernment at the onset of your prayers. Do not take pride in any direction you receive. Humbly accept my direction. This is the sign of a worthy instrument. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.